Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and I have a great guest today. I'm trying to hit some of the different things that I think that can trip us up out there in terms of our finances, and one area in particular that I find is very important. It kind of goes alongside what I do, and it's the area of insurance. And I'm talking about your insurance for your businesses, your employee benefits for your business, your home insurance, your auto, your liability, your umbrella, your uninsured motors, all that stuff. And so I invited a new friend of mine. He's agreed to come on the program and talk with me, Andy Thomas. Welcome, Andy.
Thank you, Dave.
All right. So Andy is with Capital Partners Insurance, and they're located right on Nova Road, 298 South Nova Road. Now, that's right behind, just to give people a landmark, you're right behind Goomba's, the new Italian restaurant that took the place of Italian Village.
Correct. We're almost beside them.
Okay.
A couple of doors down.
Very good. So you stop in, you go to Goomba's, and you get over there and you get your insurance squared away. Okay. And the telephone number is 672-2827. And it's Capital Partners Insurance. Andy and your partner is Mark Baker.
Correct. Yep.
You guys been in this area for a long time.
Yep. My entire life.
Wow.
Born and raised here.
Okay. You and I have met each other a few times. And so we started getting acquainted. And I realized you guys are a big deal. I mean, you work with a lot of people, a lot of local businesses and individuals. And you told me the other day you have something like 4,000 policyholders.
Yep, we
That's
have about 4,000 clients,
wow.
So it's a good bit.
Okay, so you have a nice established business, 15, 16, how many employees?
17 employees right now.
17 employees, okay. So this is not some passing fancy. I mean, this is what you guys have done for a long time. And the reason I wanted you on the program, Andy, is I recently had the opportunity to have you help me with my personal insurances. And I'll tell our listeners, Barbara, who works with you, found I had some gaps in coverage, and you were able to save me money. That's all the time we have. No, I mean, but that's really the heart of why I wanted to have you on, is to talk with people about the insurances they need to have, because it's really important.
Yep, I agree. I think we bring some value to the area. Mark and I started the business 16 years ago. Mark had been with State Farm for probably 10 years before that, before coming over, and he was with another broker, local broker, for maybe 3 or 4 years before that. And I was in the financial planning business before I started with Mutual of New York. I was Prudential first, Mutual of New York. Ran an office for money on Seabreeze for about 4 years. And we decided to try to go out and start our own brokerage. It wasn't easy. It was tough.
I'm sure it was hard, but you've made a really strong success of it. So for the folks that are listening to what we're talking about, you guys handle these both personal as well as business insurances.
Yes.
And so you do a lot with the helping businesses make sure they've got themselves protected from all the potential things that can go wrong, really.
Yeah, that was our initial start, was focus on businesses. And from there, as we picked up markets and clients, we developed a personal lines division that helps the owners and the employees and other individuals here in the community with their homeowners, personal auto, umbrellas, and so forth. We also do benefits. We have a benefits department.
That's health insurance, disability.
Correct.
Group life.
Yeah, group insurance, mostly major medical. And so we have 6 people in that department, and we write groups from one person groups to, I think our largest is about 420 employees.
Wow.
But we write individual insurance, major medical. We do a little bit of life insurance. We don't focus a whole lot on disability, but
that's okay. We do that stuff.
I know. And so I agree. I think that there's some synergy there that, you know, at one point we did pensions, but we've gotten away from that.
Well, we do that now too.
Yeah. Hey. So
whatever you don't do, we probably do.
I know.
We've got them covered.
And so I think we've built a good balance here in the community with our insurance that we provide to individuals and businesses. You know, we don't just write here in Volusia County or Central Florida. We're licensed in, you know, about 40 states. And so I'm happy. I love the area.
You look
happy.
This
is home. Yeah, this is home for me. I'm not going anywhere.
No, me neither. And I think about other places that, you know, that I could live or you could live. And I go, you know, palm trees, oak trees, beautiful climate. I mean, look at the weather. And just a great place to be. So, all right. So, Andy, the number again is 672-2827. You're on Nova. They're right behind Goombas and Dunkin' Donuts. That's another landmark. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk with Andy a little bit more about some of the things he's seeing in the industry, things that people need to watch out for, some of the common mistakes you see people make. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you gambling with too much money invested in the stock market? How can you tell? It's simple. The rule of 100. Take your age and subtract it from 100. The result is how much you might want to keep in the market. The rest should be off the table, invested in something safe. Every rule has an exception, but the rule of 100 is a good starting point to determine if your portfolio is out of balance. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
We're back, and Andy Thomas is here from Capital Partners Insurance. Andy's a great guy. They've got a good operation going there at Capital Partners, and we're excited here at Holland Financial to have them help us both with our personal and help us with some of our business insurance, and we've been talking with you about that. And, you know, it's nice for me to be able to say, I know that you guys know what you're doing, so it's one less thing as a business owner that I have to think about, because I got other things to do than worry about my insurance.
Yeah, I agree. That's the tough part for most of these business owners, is that they also have to deal with payroll taxes, employee issues, and then insurance. And it's expensive. And so our goal is to really focus on trying to, you know, put together good plans of insurance, make sure that we review the rates every year, because it's a big expense. And it does affect the bottom line. And that's what we've seen on a lot of property insurance, where it kills deals. Where if the insurance is just so expensive, it just doesn't make sense for them to purchase a commercial piece of property. And sometimes on the residential side, if it's an older home and sometimes it hasn't had its updates, the insurance can be pretty expensive.
Okay. Well, one of the other things that I liked about what you do at Capital Partners is you guys aren't, and I'll try to say this nicely, but you're not a step and fetch it for one insurance company. You go out and you shop the market.
Yep.
And there are folks that do that, and they represent one company. I think the things that people need to realize is if somebody represents one company, then really the customer has to say, okay, that's one company. Now I got to look at somebody else. What you do is you do that shopping for them.
Yeah. We're actually right in business with some of the carriers that used to be, well, somebody like State Farm. They are a captive company, but the Allstates, the Nationwides, we're now contract with a lot of them, along with Travelers and, you know, the many, many different homeowner markets and personal auto markets.
So they can be in good hands or under the umbrella by working with Capital Partners.
Absolutely. How's we that? Can write all of them.
Yeah. That's good. And so, okay, so what are you seeing as some trends and or challenges for both for individuals, or you mentioned the maybe messing up the deal because of the insurance. Any trends in the industry that you see or challenges that you see very often or mistakes people make?
Yeah. The challenges that we're running into now are on the personal line side for homeowners. Often people are purchasing homes for a low price. And because there are some deals out there where the carriers are filed in the state of Florida on replacement cost. And sometimes it's tough for the buyer to see what the carrier is saying the price is.
Yeah.
And it's a tough deal. And so we kind of walk through that process with them. We'll do replacement cost estimators so they have a good idea of really what the replacement cost is.
That's real important, because somebody gets a deal and they buy a house for $200, but it's really replacement value is $350.
Correct.
Okay, so number one, they've got to accept the fact that it's a good problem. They've gotten a really good deal on the property, but they are going to have to deal with the reality of what it would cost to replace that in the normal world.
Yep, and it's sometimes tough for them to see that, and we try to be real conscious of the amount that the carrier's forcing on them for the coverage to make sure that it's accurate, because if you've had your policy with a company for 10 years and they have an inflation guard on there of 3% or 4%, each year they increase that value, where the replacement cost really isn't that much when you look at a 10-year period, where if you do compounded interest at 4%, it might have started at $100,000, now they're insuring it for $160,000 or $150,000.
And of course, the premium's going up along the way.
And that's affecting the premium. And so there's a lot of options for folks to make sure that they check their premiums on an annual basis, just to make sure that the coverage is correct.
Very good. And that's probably one of the things that I think people just overlook is that things change. Yep. The insurance companies that are competitive change, rates change. Mm-hmm. A company that was competitive may not be anymore. You might be able to give them a better, like you did with us, where you were able to help me lower some cost. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's the whole point of having your insurance reviewed.
Yeah.
No cost for them to do that, right? If they come to your office and...
No. Yep, there's no cost. And we've got some great girls that'll, you know, run the values for them, run some rates for them just to check. We're not, you know, we've been here a long time and I want to be a part of the community. So we're not there just to take, you know, policies away from other brokers. You know, we want to just make sure that we do a good job and that it makes sense to the client and we build some value.
So you earn your keep.
Hopefully we're earning our keep. We just don't want to take business. We want to truly earn it.
Oh, well, that's good. You're going to add value. You're going to pay for yourselves. Andy Thomas is here, Capital Partners Insurance. They're right on Nova Road, right behind Goombas or Dunkin' Donuts, depending on what your food preference and landmark reference is. And it's 298 South Nova Road. The telephone number to make an appointment, 672-2827. We'll take that quick break and be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
We're back with Andy Thomas from Capital Partners Insurance on Nova Road. And Andy, you know, you and I were talking a little bit on the break. I know that a lot of what you do is you're working with business owners to make sure they have the proper insurances in place. Have you seen, you know, what are some of the things you've seen where either they've didn't have the right coverage in place or maybe were you able to save them money or make improvement?
Yeah, we see it on a daily basis with a lot of our smaller business clients where they might not have on a workers' comp basis, they may have codes incorrect and those affect the rate that they pay.
They could be paying too much.
And where they may have been an example of a framing contractor where now they're just doing trim carpentry where the rate is
the liability is very different. Yeah.
Yeah. It's triple the rate and they're continuing to pay because they haven't looked at it. We've seen the same thing where, you know, maybe their sales have changed, but they're just continuing to renew their policy when it's not audited. Some of the small accounts, they don't get audited, where it could save them, you know, 40 or 50% of their premium.
Wow.
And we see that on a regular basis because a lot of the brokers don't always work the smaller accounts. We're our office, you know, it's
you
important
do that.
To us. Yeah, it's important to us. And we don't have stockholders that we have to answer to.
Well, just two.
It's Mark and I, but the reality is we're trying to get the best number with a good carrier in a good rate for the client. We don't want someone to come in behind us with a lower number and a different carrier that we didn't go to see if they had a better rate or a better appetite for that type of risk. It's amazing the pricing. The carriers have significantly different pricing often for the same type of risk. Absolutely.
Yeah. Interesting. And, you know, I think the thing that people need to realize, especially the business owners, again, because they're running their business, but you're talking about some real significant cost savings. And also, if somebody doesn't have the proper coverage, something happens. It's too late, right?
Yeah, it's too late. Yeah. If there's no coverage in place, there's not going to be anything paid. And a lot of people cringe with insurance. And I understand because it's a big bottom line cost.
And you hope you never need it.
But I feel a great satisfaction for the business that I'm doing or that I'm in when we do help someone after a loss. It's pretty significant when, you know, a business is shut down and we come in and help them with business income, pay for that loss, help them move into another place while they can continue to run their business. It's pretty significant. And during the 2004 and 2005 hurricane season, we had about 300 claims.
Wow.
And we worked through them with no problem, but it was amazing to see
you know,
how it slowed down some businesses.
Yeah, and you really had an impact on people's lives.
I think so.
It's interesting that you know that our perspectives. You immediately go to the 2004-2005 hurricanes. I think about the financial hurricanes, 2008. Yeah. So interesting, different perspective. Andy Thomas in the studio with us from Capital Partners Insurance. They're right on Nova Road, 672-2827. We'll take a quick break and we'll come right back.
Creating a world with less cancer takes a team effort. It takes survivors and caregivers and regular folks like you and me who all unite at Relay for Life. This year, nearly 4 million people nationwide will come together to celebrate, remember, and fight back. We're the American Cancer Society, the official sponsor of birthdays. Visit us at relayforlife.org.
We're back. Andy Thomas is here, Capital Partners. And, you know, you don't just do the business insurance. You do the employee benefits, which is real important, where businesses are trying to provide, coverage for their employees. And, of course, that's gone up every year for 15 years.
Since I've been in the business.
I mean, every year.
Every year. Well, we would see sometimes where it might be flat for a renewal, but that's been rare where we've seen We pray for flat because we feel it when we have to go back to a client when they get a 30% rate increase. When there's nothing that we can do, we're writing it with Blue Cross or United Healthcare.
Good companies.
Great companies. And it's tough to sit down with them. We take it personal because we know it's going to be a tough pill to swallow.
It's going to cost them.
And we've been able to find some ways around some of the rate increases. Obviously, with deductible changes and some of those things and co-pays, that can affect the premium. But we've been able to, if people are healthy, sometimes pull spouses or children off the group medical and put them on an individual policy.
Oh, okay.
Because the rates come down significantly if they're healthy, maybe half.
Wow.
And so an individual that has family coverage, but they only have one child, we can put the spouse and the child on a policy because the group policy is covering whether it's one or 10 children.
Right, right.
And it's a big rate difference.
Yeah.
And we write so many groups here in Central Florida that's kind of a focus as we go through the enrollments. We talk to the employees to see, what their situation is. And we're happy to do a little bit of extra work to try to find
Some big dollars
for them. And you mentioned earlier about 2008, it's affected all of them.
Yeah.
Some of the folks are not making the money that they were making in the past, and it's tough for them to continue with insurance often. It's usually the first thing that they stop paying.
Well, speaking of that, for our business listeners and people that are employed by businesses, what are you seeing employers do about how much they're able to pay toward the health insurance versus what the employee has to pay?
Yeah. Well, when we, Mark and I started in the business 16 years ago, we saw a lot of the employers pay 75 to 100% of the employee rate. It's rare today to see that where most of them are in the 50% range.
Wow. 50-50.
Yeah. It's a big expense for employers and employees. And so we try to be real conscious of that cost for both. We make sure that they have 125s in place where they can deduct the
portion. Yeah, that's where it can be pre-tax, right?
Yeah, the pre-tax piece for the employee. It's just a continuous. And with the changes in health care that we're going through,
right?
We have seen some increases when the federal government's going to require carriers to cover certain things at 100%, there's a cost to that.
It gets passed on to the consumer.
Yeah, it gets passed on. And that's the downside where, maybe they didn't look at that on the front end. And so as we get closer to 2014, we could see some significant changes.
You can read the bill after you sign it.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing that the people can get away with that.
Andy Thomas is here. He's with Capital Partners Insurance. His partner is Mark Baker. Don't want to leave Mark out of this. He's a great guy. And the office is on Nova Road, right there behind Goombas and Dunkin' Donuts. Anything else you're seeing with trends in the industry or particular challenges that you're seeing people face?
Yep, we're seeing property rates go up. General liability rates are not going up. So we're seeing them not just on the commercial side. We're seeing it on the residential side where rates are going up. And that's a challenge because often individuals just have it escrowed And so they're not looking at it. And so we're trying to stay on top of it for them, where you might see a 10, 20, 30% rate increase. That's a significant amount.
Is it easier for somebody to do the insurance if they're doing the escrow or not? I mean, a lot of banks require that, depending on where you are with the mortgage and all of that. But you can work with them. The insurance is being escrowed as part of their monthly payment, you know, property taxes, insurance, in addition to the principal interest payment to the bank. You work with the banks to get paid.
Yep.
And so that's a nice thing.
Yeah, no. And often people are just allowing it just to renew each year because it is escrowed, but it's still significant.
They don't think about it.
And honestly, they need to, because it's the rates are going up and it's a big expense, and it could save them $100, $200 a
month. Don't have to wait till the renewal. They can do it anytime they want. Come in, meet with you, meet with your staff, and look at what they're doing, and then you can go ahead and put changes in and work that out with the bank in terms of getting the insurance paid for. I know, having done this myself with your company, Capital Partners, that you were able to really help us. So thanks for that, Andy, and thank you for being on the program.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah. All right. Andy Thomas, Capital Partners. The office is located on Nova Road, and they're right there behind Goombas and Dunkin' Donuts. And I encourage you to meet with them and talk to them about your insurance needs. They're handling the insurance side. We do the financial side here at Holland Financial. But I think you'll find them to be very capable and able to help you make some good decisions with your insurance. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you next time.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland, and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.